big white boat, and he looked at the sea and said, "You know who I am. I'm a soldier, sailor man." He met a girl in a port of call. Pretty soon she was the end all, the be all. He would spell her name in Morse code to make her. Give my daughter's hand to no soldier, sailor man. But that didn't matter, they would still be together. They'd heard all the love songs, love was forever. They would meet by the dinghies, then they'd elope. He waited all night, but she never showed up. He thought life without her just wasn't worth living, so he climbed to the top of some dirty gray bridge, and as he stood there, a voice inside him said, "If you hit that water, you'll never see the sea again." Sworn he'd never do it, he went back home, got a job with his dad selling ladies' clothes, and he made a lot of money, made a lot of friends, and he never did get married in the end. One day in an airport on a business trip, he saw the girl he'd loved with her three grown kids, and though he thought he'd gotten over her a long time ago, next morning there were tears in his Cheerios. What's a man to do? You think you've got it all together, then you turn around and everything is lighter than feathers, lighter than sea foam or sea spray, more fleeting than a kiss on the beach on a summer day. He got into his car and drove out to the coast, half expecting he would find the ghosts of himself and her and the sailing man he'd known. But when he got there, he found himself alone with the condos that had sprouted up along the shore and the fancy new marina where the dinghies once were. But one thing hadn't changed, and that was the sea, and the sea knew what it meant to be a soldier, sailor. A soldier, sailor man. A soldier.